At the International Fuel Ethanol Workshop, I am visiting with Tom Bryan. He is Vice President for BBI International that puts on this conference. And Tom, I understand this is the 27th year. We've got some folks here that I just heard talking earlier that have been to pretty much just about all of them. So right. You've got a really well-established event that takes place here. Tell us just a little bit about this year in terms of the attendance and the mood and the program you've put together.
Right. The FEW is in its 27th year. It's one of many very important industry events. You know, there's not just one, and as you know, Chuck, there's a number of great events in this industry. The FEW is known for an event that's more technical oriented, science oriented, an event that does have technical breakout sessions, and so we're not all about policy here. You'll hear a little bit of discussion about policy, but for the most part, it's about producers coming to a central location each year. The conference moves from city to city. This year we're in Indianapolis. Last year we were in St. Louis. Next year we're moving to Minneapolis. So it moves around typically throughout the Midwest. And it is known as the preeminent producers conference of the summer. And so you'll find tracks on co-products, on cellulosic ethanol, on management, plant management. A lot of plant managers and board members come to the show to learn about what other plants are doing to increase their efficiencies, increase their profitability. That's what this show is really about, as well as taking a look at technologies, ethanol production technologies for both grain and cellulosic ethanol that are near term. And we kind of stress the near term. We don't really want to be talking about pie-in-the-sky stuff. We want to be talking about what's around the corner, what's happening now, and that's what most of the presentations are about. To answer your second question, we've got about 2,000 people here this year, about 300 exhibitors in the Expo Hall, nearly 500 producers that would be represented by both managers, operators, and board members, so anyone associated with an ethanol plant, and we're always very proud of those numbers.
Well, I think it shows, hopefully, that even though there's been a lot of challenges in the industry in the last couple of years, this industry is pretty resilient and holds a lot of promise. There's a lot of optimism.
That's right. We're pretty honest with the fact that this conference has at one time grew to 5,000 people, 5,300 people back in 2007 in St. Louis. We knew that was during a boom time in the ethanol industry. The last 3 years we've been around 2,000 people, but it does show a certain level of steadiness, a certain level of leveling out. And I think what we saw is there was a lot of companies in the 2006, 2007, 2008 time frame that were just sort of getting their toe in the water and seeing if this industry was right for them. Many of them found that it wasn't. At the end of the day, you've got the existing service providers and technology providers that are doing business in this industry with an existing, maturing sector. And so we're just really happy and confident with the base that we have. And it does feel, I think the vibe is more positive than it was a couple of years ago when the recession hit and we had that perfect storm with all the troubles in the ethanol industry. There wasn't such a positive vibe at this event back in Denver. And so we're happy to see that people are talking, people are making deals happen, people are talking about progress, even next generation plants being built, as we saw with our plenary session speakers this morning. So it's very positive.
Well, I know just in the time that I've wandered around and looked at some of the sessions taking place, you've made a point on stage this morning that you had to bring in extra chairs to one of them because the attendance is really strong, showing real interest in some of the new technology and things being talked about here.
Yeah, and it's always interesting because it's tough to gauge whether or not attendees want to hear about policy in the plenary session, or do they want to sit in the breakout sessions? We're finding, and maybe this is an interesting trend, we're finding that a lot of people here this year are really interested in the technical breakout sessions. So they're kind of migrating back to technology. They want to know about the latest and greatest services that are being offered and solutions really that are being offered to plants. So it's always a good thing when you've got a room set up for 200 people and you got to bring in 80 chairs because it's packed to the gills. So those are good problems to have.
I'm happy to have had the opportunity to attend this year. I didn't get to make it last year, but you've put on a great conference here. We're going to look forward to next year in Minneapolis, and just appreciate working with BBI on this. Some of your crew, we get to see a lot of different industry events and yeah. always do a great job.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Tom Bryan with BBI International here at the 27th Fuel Ethanol Workshop. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.